Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents who have kids at Cheltenham High School among Montgomery County are pretty worried about safety after two recent security breaches. Some of them addressed the school board last night.
I'm terribly concerned about the situation at the high school.
She said, "Mom, I am not safe at school."
Last Wednesday, a Cheltenham High graduate who had been banned from the property got onto a school bus and then went into the high school. Police caught up with him, found a BB gun that looked like a machine gun in his backpack. 2 weeks earlier, police say a homeless man slept overnight inside the school district administration building. A worker found the man in a closet. Cheltenham Superintendent Brian Scriven told our partners at NBC 10 they are addressing these problems.
First and foremost, we have to assess what our current state is, right? So if we have breakdowns, what are those breakdowns? So identifying the root causes and then figuring out how do we address them.
He says the district is doubling up staff at entry points at the schools and that they're also working with a security contractor to do an audit of all of the district's buildings.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.